Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll look at the FBI looking into more than 100 cryptocurrencies for illegal activities. We'll look into the Silk Road's founders Ross Ulbricht's court case, and we'll look into Binance maybe moving into fiat currency. But let's jump right into this first news story. We are talking about the FBI. The FBI is currently looking into, or has opened, more than 130 cases in which they look closely to what exactly has happened. Some illegal activities such as drug sales, kidnapping, ransomware attacks, and human trafficking are the cases, and they are very tightly tied to cryptocurrency. So probably in these cases, cryptocurrency has been used in some kind of way. If you remember, we looked at kind of the connection of cryptocurrencies and illegal activities, and we found out that the illegal activities, well, I mean, the US dollar or the euro or whatever currency you want to use for illegal activities is still the most used currencies in the world. So cryptocurrency is not making a majority of the illegal activities in the world, so that's still not the case. And if you look at the dark web, where a lot of like illegal activity happens, you can see that most currencies are actually not the ones you would expect. So it's actually not Bitcoin. Bitcoin has lost a lot of interest when it comes to that. It is more Litecoin and in some cases Monero as well. Now, in terms of FBI, it says here there are thousands of cases in the bureau. So it is a small sliver at this point. Looks like the FBI will open much, much more cases against different cases, such as like these illegal things that are happening, and they are or will be connected to cryptocurrency in some kind of way. Obviously, in this case, it kind of sounds like a very, very good news story. If you say, well, illegal activities, FBI has a lot of kind of cases against cryptocurrencies, if you will. But in the end, it is actually cases against illegal activities where in some kind of form cryptocurrencies have been involved. Should you be worried? Well, hopefully, if you didn't do anything illegal, you shouldn't be worried. But if you have used anything in the dark web, then I would be a bit careful about these kinds of things. Now, next up, kind of tying into the judicial system, if you will, Silk Road's Ross Ulbricht denied review of prison life sentence by Supreme Court. So Ross Ulbricht has founded the Silk Road a couple of years ago, and there was a very crazy, I think even FBI kind of not attack, but the FBI took Ross Ulbricht and the whole site down, essentially. There are rumors or cases, and in the case it says that Ross Ulbricht has actually hired hitmen to kind of kill certain people, which is a lot of drama, a lot of fake news, a lot of headlines are in these news stories. But what was quite sad and interesting, if you think about it, is the Supreme Court of the United States has denied Ross Ulbricht a cert petition this morning after holding it pending Carpenter. This is a no on internet privacy in Ross's case. Ulbricht had been arrested and sentenced to life in prison in 2015 for his involvement in the Silk Road marketplace, convicted of helping the distribution of drugs, computer hacking, fraud, money laundering, and others. Now, what they are trying to do, or actually the legal team behind Ross Ulbricht, is obviously to get him in front of a court and kind of rehear the whole situation. Now, Ross Ulbricht, especially and the Silk Road, was kind of the first case. So I do expect the US being very, very strict with these things. First case against Bitcoin, first case against the dark web. So they kind of want to make, in my opinion, an exemplary case out of this situation. Could be that once the trend goes more into the positive mood and atmosphere when it comes to cryptocurrencies and all of these topics, that they will probably look into it again, or like a decision will change. But until then, I don't think a lot of things will change regarding this. It's a bit of a sad story if you think about it, because the justice system should treat everyone the same way. And the question is, yeah, why didn't he kind of get another review of the prison life sentence? Next up, we have quite an interesting news story. We are talking about Binance. So Cointelegraph has done an interview, an exclusive interview, with a co-founder of Binance, Zhangpeng Zhao, CZ, how he's called in the scene. And says here, Binance is set to launch its first crypto fiat exchange. Now, that sounds amazing, in Uganda. Now, that probably excludes a lot of you people. So that's kind of the news story. So it looks like there will be a new platform. It will be called Binance Uganda. It will be the company's first foray into fiat to crypto trading, supporting the Ugandan shilling alongside major cryptocurrency, and is set to launch imminently. So Zhangpeng Zhao is saying, we think that crypto has a very strong use case in less developed countries. There's more money to be made in a more developed country, but we want to distribute crypto to the rest of the world. Uganda is a really interesting situation. Only 11% of the population has bank accounts. It's both a challenge and an opportunity, so it may be easier to adopt cryptocurrency as a form of currency instead of trying to push for bank adoption. It's an interesting experiment. Africa's big market is a big market. That's why we are there, is he saying. Now, very, very interesting. If you would have asked me where exactly would Binance set up shop next, I wouldn't have said Uganda. I would have actually expected it to be Malta. A bunch of things. I think, first off, if we look at the high picture, and I'm literally not trying to be very political here, but if you look at the foreign policy of China in the last couple of years, it has been very, very much focused on Africa. So they have been kind of building a certain amount of infrastructure in Africa and kind of do a lot of business deals without actually mixing up politics with it. If you compare that to the more, let's say, Western governments, it was always mixed with politics. So business and politics was usually very mixed. China is very business focused and not a lot of like politics focused, if you will. Now, Binance is a Chinese company, technically, right? They have another shop in Malta, and but technically they are a Chinese company. So I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't want to start any rumors here, but I don't know how close Binance is to the Chinese government. But in any case, it could very well be that for example, people in Binance have been introduced to people from Uganda because Uganda has very good ties and connections to China. Now, this is kind of the big picture stuff. I'm not saying that this is the case, but I think it's quite important that we look at it from this perspective. Now, Zhangpeng Zhao, amazing guy. Haven't met him, but I think it probably has certain ideals and certain ethics that he wants to kind of represent and create with Binance. So yeah, very possible that he looked at the world maps and looked at Africa specifically and found that Uganda is kind of perfect as a fiat currency to cryptocurrency exchange place. But at the same time, there must be kind of a business idea behind this. Now, definitely the 11% of the population that has bank accounts plays into this, because that means 89% of Ugandan people are probably using something like, I think in Kenya or parts of Africa, actually, there is a service called M-Pesa, which is a mobile application in order to that is mostly used to send around money. Now, for cryptocurrency, this is a huge space. On one side, you have all the, for example, immigrants sending money to developing countries. So this is a huge sector of cryptocurrency where, for example, Western Union should be really scared, in my opinion. But on the other side, you also have the kind of national or within Africa payments that are happening, right? So M-Pesa is used mainly by African people, and cryptocurrency could also eat into the market share of M-Pesa. So I think it's a bunch of things. It could very well be that the connection maybe have come through anyone from China that was close to government, but then the business sense made a lot of sense, because Uganda, I mean, not that they're like super relaxed, but next to Malta, I think Uganda is the only country that was actually actively in talks with Binance to do anything. I think there is also certain support and all of these things. So at the same time, I believe that Uganda probably gave them a lot of maybe tax benefits or maybe other regulatory benefits that Binance can say, well, great, we can try this out, this fiat to crypto exchange in a country where we essentially can work with the government in some kind of way. And at the same time, we can test the systems, because don't be fooled. I mean, the majority of the developed or industry developed countries actually also want a fiat to cryptocurrency exchange. So it's very well possible that they are just trying it in Uganda in order to move out to Africa and then move to other parts of the world. Says here that since this is the kind of the first time that Binance is touching fiat currency, that a lot of KYC and AML regulatory things will be in place and they will be super strict. And kind of these things are being mentioned. Now, there will be a full interview. They will launch it on their YouTube channel. If it happens to be available while I upload this video, I will make sure to put this into the video description. If not, we can talk about it in the next couple of days and I will link it up then. So quite an interesting story regarding Binance. I still think Binance is definitely one of the most interesting companies in the crypto space. With that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, join the Telegram channel. I'll see you on the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.